I'm running for Congress because I can't stand by and watch our American values, goals, and freedoms be taken away from us by the nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. It's hurting us, our state, and our country, and I know how to do something about it. Send me, Greg Allbritton, to Congress, and I'll take some Alabama common sense with me. I'm Greg Allbritton, and I'm running for Congress. We can fuss all day about the invasion at our borders, the reckless spending of our money, and our weakened military system, but talking won't fix our country's problems. I'm a retired naval officer and an Alabama state legislator. I know how our military should work and what our veterans need. I know how to get a law passed, and I know how to spend our money wisely. On March 5th, vote to send me, Greg Allbritton, to Washington. I'm determined, I work hard, and I get results. I'm Greg Allbritton, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Allbritton for Congress.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspection. Inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The Harriet Two River Boat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's March 5th, the greatest day ever. On the 5th of March, 1963, the hula hoop was patented. The hula hoop was much more successful than another toy that required gyrating hips, the stripper pole. Have a great March 5th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Jesse Lynn, what's next at 5? So good.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting new obstruction of justice crimes have been alleged against New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez.
What?
New charges were in a rewritten indictment returned against the Democrat on Tuesday in Manhattan federal court.
Get him out.
New charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice and obstruction of justice were added against Menendez and his wife Nadine. They were added to an indictment that already alleges that the couple conspired with three businessmen to accept bribes of gold bars, cash, and a luxury car in return for the senator's help in projects pursued by the businessmen. Both have pleaded not guilty. Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona has announced she won't run for a second term. Sinema's decision Tuesday comes after her estrangement from the Democratic Party left her politically homeless. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you sick of logging into your brokerage account only to find out that you've lost hundreds or thousands of dollars in a single day? At MarketBeat, we know that constantly moving in and out of stocks hoping to get lucky is a loser's game. Buying hot stocks after they've already shot up in value is a recipe for disaster. It's time to stop playing the loser's game and invest in stocks that have shown they can stand the test of time. MarketBeat has prepared a free report titled 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, and we would like to text it to you for free. Text the word PROFIT to 68285. The companies in this report might appear to be nothing special at first glance, but these companies print billions of dollars of cash each year in profit. If you would like to receive our free report of 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, simply text PROFIT to 68285, and we'll text you this report instantly. Text PROFIT to 68285, and we'll send you this free report right now. Text the word PROFIT to 68285.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Please consult with your investment or tax professional.
Yes, tell me.
Okay, so I want to get into the USA. What do I do?
Take this one. I'm going north.
North?
Yes, north.
Going north. Okay, I can do it. Let's go.
Now everybody has this notion. Come to the USA. Don't you worry about money. Stupid Americans pay. Yeah, they'll pay for your health care. Kids' education, too. Just sneak across the border, and they'll take care of you.
Term seems to me like you're just walking in, but what do I know? I'm just a hawk show toast in Montgomery, Alabama. Being joined here at 5:08 on News Talk 93.1 FM by the great Master Thespian Jeb. Give him the BM, the big moment.
Please clap.
Well, I just want to say thank you to everyone who voted for me today, and I'm not on the ballot, no. But please go out and vote for the people of your choice, and I'm hoping Jake Whelan. I'm like a bundle of nerves right now.
Well, everybody, you know, is. We want her to win.
Yeah. I don't know. I voted at 10:45 today, and I went in and out. That there was no line.
You know who I remember? Worried. You know what I'm reminding myself of? I'm reminding myself of the in the olden days when a woman went into labor and nobody knew what was.
Yes.
And the dad's pacing up and down the waiting room. Yes. I may team up with Jared and see if we can't wear out some flooring somewhere. Yeah. Don't worry, Jeff Balanson will sponsor the replacement of that flooring.
Hey, my first child, oh my goodness, we had false labor for 2 nights in a row.
Whoa.
Before the blessed event, and it was rough on all of us. But she had to do all the hard work, but I was the one going, you okay, honey? Do you need me to push you in the back? Are you okay? Do we need to go to the hospital? So I was a nervous wreck by the time the baby was born. It was bad.
I wouldn't blame people being nervous about their money today with the market a 400-point dump. What does it mean? Why did it happen? Brant McDonald's going to join us shortly to answer that. Don't take chances with your car. Team up with any of the three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations. Partner up with people. Each location staffed by top-notch certified technicians, stocked with wholesale-priced name-brand tires, and customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. They take your excuses away. I don't have time. Well, do you have time to sit on the road with a flat tire or a smoking engine?
Mm-hmm.
And a problem that probably could have been solved weeks ago if you had just, when you saw the check engine light, gone to one of Don's three locations.
Mm-hmm.
Get you back to your home, back to your office, wherever you need to be. And it's great to have a place you can trust when something needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. We took Mrs. Brittlebottle's car downtown just for the works, but they did a safety inspection of the brakes, and replacement was recommended. And that was before a long trip to Daytona Beach. So, obviously, you don't want to find out about brakes when you're on Interstate 10 in the middle of nowhere where they have bear alert signs. Seriously. I guess there's bears that come tumbling out of southern Georgia.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Look what's in the car.
Except they ain't no picnic.
They ain't got any peanut butter,
So the idea, is to facilitate you and provide customer service that takes all the hassle out of the equation. You're back on the road, and you know where to take your car when the light comes on and says, check me. Don Duncan, three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, on the hill behind the McDonald's. Mount Duncan is what we call it. You can see the 36093 from there. You can see Prattville.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown at 408 Madison and southeastern Montgomery has the Bell Road location just north of Vaughan. And look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. We are at 511. Later this hour, we are going to get movie maven Miss Murray's take on The Holdovers, as the Best Picture nominee with two acting nominations.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, there's a lot of support for the people in the film, but what about the film?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good? We'll get her take on that. And, of course, Brant McDonald's going to explain what's going on with their money coming up. And
yeah, I think it's Paul Giamatti's in that, isn't he?
Yes.
He's good. I've seen many things that he's done.
He is the rare actor who did bit parts in TV series and stuff and just kind of grew into a, I wouldn't call him a leading man, classic leading man, but a guy picked to carry a film.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Later in his career.
You know, he did the John Adams miniseries.
I heard about
John
that,
Adams
yeah. I've got that on DVD. I've got to get around to watching that. Yeah. All right, all of that's coming up in Rich's forecast ahead. There is still light rain. In fact, let me take a quick look at the Live in Fear Doppler. I'll refresh the screen and let you know where it is coming from. We've had a band of showers north to south passing through virtually the entire border, vertical area of the river region.
Yeah.
And then there's more off to the southwest that'll be moving in later tonight. Back after this messages. Back after these messages.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With storm system number one moving through, we have the risk of showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours tonight before ending. Very mild tonight, low 60. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, maybe an isolated shower. High temperature up to about 76 for Wednesday, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. Then all eyes on a big deal storm system on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. We'll continue to monitor that for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This
Station presents...
No! Really? Wow!
Taylor Swift is so beloved, she can influence an entire generation of women.
No!
She's even changing women's tastes in men.
Really?
Because of Taylor, Gen Z women are shunning wafer-thin baby faces like Timothée Chalamet in favor of muscular, protective men like Travis Kelce.
Wow!
Turns out, chicks dig muscles.
No!
And chest hair.
Really?
And testosterone.
Wow!
So hit the gym, guys, because skinny jeans are out and muscle shirts are in.
This has been...
No! Really? Wow!
Yeah, this whole girly boy thing is it's a bunch of crap. I've done my own scientific research, and manly men with deep baritone voices and we're in pretty good shape. We're still in.
Well, don't be wearing tights. You know, men in tights is not exactly
that. Not going to happen. Joining us now, the man we refer to as Mr. Right on the Money, Grant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Greg. Good afternoon to you as well. Hope your day is going well on Super Tuesday.
Well, we'll know tonight. We're all, of course, rooting for our longtime friend, Jacqueline Tomlinson, in that judicial contest. It's not happening in our county, but Autauga, Elmore, and Chilton, yes. So that's the one we're going to be wringing our hands and gnashing our teeth. In fact, I stopped at the store and picked up a shoehorn today so I could chew on it while the results are coming in tonight.
Oh, get pictures. We need pictures of that.
Yeah. So... I guess, in one sound effect or less, what happened today? Tell us the machinations behind the dump the Dow took.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, there's quite a lot that's going on. There's incredible nervousness right now in the market. I mean, if you look across the landscape, we see a lot of things from regional banks that have not been performing very well. We've got a couple of other banks now. New York Community Bank is the poster child, the latest poster child, if you will, that's under incredible stress. That stock has dropped 70% this year. So
wow.
It's, so there's a lot of nervousness with these banks. As I've said so many times, this commercial real estate tsunami is beginning to hit. We're in the very, very early stages of this with many, many months to go. Financial conditions are extremely tight. And then, you know, tomorrow we get the Fed chair, Jay Powell, who's going to be testifying before Congress. And so there's a lot of nervousness about what is he going to say? Is he going to give any sort of indication, you know, sort of tip his hand a little bit about when we might see rate cuts or when they're going to start to loosen up. So there's a lot of nervousness around that. Then, of course, Friday, Greg, we get jobs numbers. So there's nervousness around how those jobs numbers are going to look.
Not surprising.
Yeah. And so, you know, in the midst of all of this that's going on, you know, financial conditions, as I said, are exceptionally tight. And we got a couple of pieces of data today, you know, where we saw the ISM manufacturing number that is clearly contracting at a very, very fast pace. And then we also had a services number that came out today, which the services sector has been fairly strong for the last 12 months or so. But this time we saw a much, much deeper contraction in the number than was expected. So you've got nervousness out there around... you know, obviously a slowing down of the economy, what's going on with the politics of all of this behind the scenes. As I've said and we've reported, there's no question that there's infighting going on between Jay Powell and the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen. The White House is trying to control the narrative with respect to money supply. We've talked so much about how they're borrowing inordinate amounts of money, the way they're borrowing this money, putting incredible pressure on the Fed to try to do something they don't want to do too soon. And all of this in the name of politics. And you look across the landscape of the market, today we saw a lot of stress that was building, where these tech stocks, these particularly these five or six big names led by Apple, which is not putting up very good numbers, particularly with their their sales of iPhones in China. A lot of the fighting and disagreements that have been going on between the U.S. and China, particularly with as it relates to trade, has not been good. And then we see geopolitical unrest out there. Yeah. So you look at, say, for example, the action here lately in gold, which, as you know, we own, and Greg, you own some as well.
Yes.
With in your portfolio. It's at an all-time high now, and looking like it has an upward bias from here. I've been, as I've been saying for quite some time, there's a lot out there that is just not good. And I think that a lot of people have been lulled into this false sense of security because, as I've said before, and I'll give you a perfect example, fourth quarter GDP was up 3.2%. That's expressed in percentage terms, but in dollar terms, it's $335 billion. Here's the problem. Nice to see growth, but the U.S. government borrowed $840 billion.
Wow.
And so if you think about it, yeah, sure, we got a. If you put it on a dollar basis, for every $1 of growth that we experience in the country, the U.S. is borrowing $2.50 to get us there. And that's just not sustainable. It is not sustainable, and that's why I keep talking about the politics behind this, because they're running record deficits now. It's getting worse. The market's sniffing this out. If we start to go into a recession, then the Congressional Budget Office will be forced to have to change their projections over the next 10 years, which then ramps the budget deficit to close to $5 trillion, which is it's a breathtaking number. And when that happens, then the rest of the market, the whole global market, is going to command higher interest rates on U.S. Treasuries. And so you could see a scenario where you have the Federal Reserve being forced to cut rates in a slowing economy, and at the same time you've got U.S. bond yields, the 5-year, the 10-year, the 20, the 30, those yields going higher. And that is a recipe that no one wants to deal with or contemplate, I can assure you of that. So that's the situation we're in. And I just, and by the way, I will say this too. I'll be heading to a conference where I'm going to be meeting with other portfolio managers and other people who do what I do. This is a very sophisticated group of folks, so we'll be comparing notes and talking in really, really great meetings, I hope, about what's happening. And I look forward to calling in tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday to be reporting on what I'm hearing among the group of individuals that I'll be with, but then also the data tomorrow that we're going to get from the Fed chair, and then the jobs report on Friday. So a lot to go the rest of this week. And then, oh, by the way, we have Super Tuesday results tonight as well.
Yeah, and they can very much impact the market. Yeah. No doubt about it. Brant, we thank you for your time, and we'll look forward to our next chat. And then after you're back from that conference, let's schedule your next in-studio.
That would be great. Look forward to that.
Okay, absolutely. My friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Brant.
All right, y'all have a good evening.
Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
President Jerkoff today says he is shocked to find out that the Cookie Monster gets fewer cookies because of shrinkflation. You caused it! You're the reason they're making what used to be silver dollar cookies into nickels. Dumbass. So now they're invoking Sesame Street to make excuses for their failed agenda. I hate this.
Well, it's trying to provoke an emotional reaction from people. That's all it is.
It's so stupid. If it's supposed to win support, it's going to fail, just like every other damn thing that that King Midas.
Well, and that's the thing, is that they're tap dancing so fast, trying to say, oh, look, there's no problem, there's no problem. Everybody
understands. They can't keep up with their lies, man. I've been in that situation in my life when I was not behaving correctly, when I couldn't even remember who I said to what or what I said to who.
Yeah. Well, I got a small blizzard from Dairy Queen the other night from me and Mrs. Thespian. And I remember when they used to be less than $4, it was $5.79 for each one.
The fast food places, I don't know how they're surviving, because they are not a less expensive option to dining in.
Because they've got labor costs that they're being forced.
If they can find somebody that wants to work, that's the other problem they got. Unbelievable. We got to take a break here at 5:26. Wow. Skipper just uploaded a new report, and there is apparently a lot happening, so let's not waste any time. Did I play the disclaimer?
No. I don't think so, no.
I get distracted easily. Oh, look, a shiny thing.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And I played the wrong one.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You on drugs?
Yes. Life is my drug, and I am enjoying it.
Well, our latest accident causing some problems is Carmichael in front of the Taco Bell. We're hoping they've got that one out of the roadway. A lot of other minor accidents scattered all over Montgomery, and we have got very heavy traffic everywhere this afternoon. Busiest spots include East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, almost bumper to bumper in some locations. I-85 northbound out of downtown is very busy, including slow traffic from East Boulevard past Bell and Taylor. A lot of cars on I-65 northbound out of Montgomery headed to Millbrook and Prattville, 231 to Wetumpka. Very busy, all the usual spots. It's raining in a lot of spots around the area this afternoon. And, of course, we've got voting going on. A lot of people are heading to the polls when they get off work, so watch out for them in the polling zones. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Larry Live Oak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A police chase came to an end in Prattville Monday afternoon. Police attempted to stop 35-year-old Mac Wilson of Montgomery for speeding on I-65 in Elmore County. Wilson tried to elude police, but ultimately crashed into another vehicle on Cobbs Ford Road, where he was arrested on multiple charges, including DUI. Alabama Senator Katie Britt has been chosen to deliver the Republican Party's response to President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. The president is scheduled to deliver his annual address on Thursday, March 7th. Katie Britt is the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate from the state of Alabama. The very last item on the Montgomery County ballot today will be an addendum to renew a 40-year-old property tax of 3.5 mils. Annually, this tax brings in $11 million for Montgomery Public Schools and another million for Pike Road Schools. If the renewal isn't passed, these schools may have to cut programs in September. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Hi, I'm Dan Harris, Montgomery County Commissioner for District 1. During my tenure, I have championed those issues that directly affect the quality of life for the citizens of District 1 and the entire county. Since joining the commission, MPS was able to obtain an overdue increase in funding, which will result in substantial improvements to public education. The county's cold case unit was created to help the families of victims of unsolved homicides obtain justice and a measure of closure. The county's summer youth jobs program was established, employing more than 300 young people since its inception, all while providing much-needed financial support for those nonprofits that are working to improve the quality of life for all Montgomery residents. Please help me continue this valuable work by going to the polls on March 5th and voting for Dan Harris, Montgomery County Commission, District 1. Paid for by committee to elect Dan Harris, Post Office Box 230491, Montgomery 36123.
Wow, Super Tuesday is almost over. Master Thespian riding shotgun today, and I just want to take a moment to praise you for the great things I heard about Spamalot. Just fantastic. What is your next gig?
I'm going to sleep for about a week. No, actually, I'm going next weekend. I'm going down to Mobile, Alabama, for the Southeastern Theater Conference. Going to do a juggling workshop down there and attend workshops and speeches and rub elbows with my fellow thespians. Don't have any immediate plans for another production, but we were very pleased. We sold out quickly. We were very shocked at how quickly tickets went. And it was a good show. I feel like we did it well, but I'm glad it's over because I have a life again now for a while.
All right, we're going to take your mind off politics and everything else for a couple of minutes in the run-up to the Academy Awards. Miss Murray's Movie Minute is coming up, and the movie that we're talking about today is The Holdovers, the Best Picture nominee, Best Actor Paul Giamatti, Best Supporting Actress for Divine Joy Randolph. Is it worth a watch? We'll see what she has to say.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic, and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Fellow Patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I asked that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. Paid for by the committee to elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242021, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With storm system number one moving through, we have the risk of showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours tonight before ending. Very mild tonight, low 60. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, maybe an isolated shower. High temperature up to about 76 for Wednesday. Upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. Then all eyes on a big deal storm system on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. We'll continue to monitor that for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Miss Murray's Movie Minute brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, and renew your sparkle with AMS Studios on Main Street in Prattville and AMS-studios.com or call 730-1268. We're going to talk the holdovers with Ellen Murray, and I just want to begin by saying this is a picture that's got nominations for Best Picture, Best Actor for Paul Giamatti, Best Supporting Actress for Divine Joy Randolph. So it has a lot of respect within the Academy voters. Ellen, I want your take on it. And first, what is the premise for this film?
Hi, Greg. Happy Super Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a day.
Oh, yeah. And it's not over yet.
The premise is that there's a winter break at an all-boys boarding school, and there's one teacher that is assigned to stay over with the holdover kids who didn't get picked up by their parents for Christmas.
Mm. I also understand this is kind of a period piece. What era are we watching here?
It's actually during Vietnam era, so you find out midway through that it's 1970 going into 71 over New Year's. So, I mean, that kind of adds an interesting element to the background.
Mm. All right, I got to know. With all those acting nominations, the ingredients are there for a really great film. On a 1-5 scale, where do you rate the holdovers and why?
Honestly, I'm leaning towards a 2 or a 3 because I don't really understand how this one got nominated for Best Picture. And if somebody out there has an idea or really liked it, I would love to know, because to me it was just like an okay movie. Like, the main character does have the character arc where he changes from being this curmudgeonly old guy to, you know, not being so selfish all the time, but... You know, it just wasn't there for me like I expect a Best Picture to be.
When you reached the end of the movie, how did you feel?
Kind of disappointed a little bit. Okay. I mean, it was a good resolution for the bad situation that had come about, but it was also like a lot of the characters weren't fully developed, and there was only really two main characters, and then the supporting actress was like kind of a sidekick, actually. I mean, she was good, but there was nothing exceptional in her performance to me either.
Let me quickly run down these nominations for you. Does The Holdovers get Best Picture?
No.
All right. Paul Giamatti, Best Actor.
He was good, but there's a lot of other contenders that I don't think he'll get it, no.
All right. And Divine Joy Randolph, will she win for Best Supporting Actress?
I'm looking at the list of the other nominees in that category, and I haven't seen some of those movies. I would honestly really love to see Jodie Foster in Naiad. She's better than Barbie.
That's a news flash right there.
Earlier I said, you know, what's her name in Barbie?
Margot Robbie.
America
Ferrera.
Margot Robbie. Yeah, she got the nomination, but Margot Robbie was actually pretty good. It was Ryan Gosling that just threw me off when I watched about 10 minutes.
No, but it's America Ferrera as the supporting actress in Barbie, who she was good too. But like I said before, you know, she gave one speech that doesn't make.
I was going to say they probably gave her that nomination for that speech. This is the master thespian, by the way, Ellen.
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, but I think that's the reason why she got the nod, was because of that one speech.
All right, let's wrap it up with this. On a 1-3 scale, 1 meaning see it soon, 2 meaning see it, no rush, or 3 meaning wait until it's on Turner Classic, where do you place this film?
For me, it's a... Well, now that I've already seen it, obviously, if it came on again, I don't think I'd watch it again, but there's definitely no rush. If you're a fan of Giamatti, go ahead and watch it. I mean, it's a good film, but yeah, like I said, not the top 10 of the entire 2023.
All right, let me tease ahead, because we've got to go over our picks to win on Sunday night, and that'll be on Friday. So I'm looking forward to see how we compare when all the results are in Sunday night. I'm not going to stay up and watch the thing. I love, you know what I love about the Oscars? I can go to sleep and wake up the next day and in 5 minutes find out everything exactly. I want to know.
Exactly.
I don't care about the fashions. I don't care who wears what. That means nothing to me. But
I do like looking at the fashions because I like to see what, you know, kind of crazy outfits the women wear. And the men, too. The men have started. They're like, I don't want to be in a boring black tuxedo anymore. So the men are trying to go out.
Yeah, that's so true. All right, well, we thank you for your time this afternoon. And we will get one more in tomorrow, one of the Best Picture nominees. And hopefully we'll help you to see films like American Fiction the other day that mm-hmm. deserve to be seen and maybe hold back on something like The Holdovers. By the way, that title reminds me of something you store in the refrigerator after a big meal.
Yeah.
The stuff you couldn't quite get to eating. Ella Marie, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Miss Ella.
Thank you.
All right, that was brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville. And by the way, I'm doing the microneedling there. And it is working.
Yes.
It really is. I'm seeing it in pictures.
Yeah.
Not that I, you know, my days as the Marlboro man are probably over, but I'm very happy with some of the pictures I'm seeing lately.
Yeah, you know? Look really good.
Thank you. Really I do. Appreciate that.
You can tell it. You can tell on your face. There's a difference. Yeah. It's a good difference, not a bad difference.
I'm glad to hear it. You're honest, so I appreciate that. At 5:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM, a word for our friend Morris Capuano. Those who have met him, he comes to the Baumhauers quite a bit. And everybody loves the guy because he is just so laid back, so down to earth, so, if I may use the word, affable. Now, why is that important when it comes to getting money for a mortgage or a home improvement? Because those can be anxious times for us. Just know that he works as hard as anybody in any field to take care of all the challenges that come along with getting money for a home improvement, or to start a business. He can do that too, because Troy Bank and Trust has resources throughout the state of Alabama to get these situations handled for you. All you got to do is call Morris at 409-9300 to get him started on whatever your need happens to be. Look, people are still buying houses. Mortgage rates are higher than they were previously, but I purchased homes at more than double the current interest rate. So keep that in mind. Maybe you have a 3% mortgage that you don't want to mess with. Fine. But what about a nice home improvement that will grow in value with the price of your home? He can get you money for that. Or you've got a business plan that you would like to raise some money for. Morris can help you with that, too, because Troy Bank and Trust has virtually the entire state of Alabama and its resources ready to help. Again, the number for Morris Capuano is 409-9300. Troy Bank and Trust is an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Their NMLS number is 88697. I think I got it. All right, here's traffic at 5:43.
We have a new accident this afternoon on Taylor Road, just past Vaughn, near the Waffle House and the Walmart grocery store. Got an accident there. Multiple vehicles involved in that one. Around Montgomery, we just got very heavy traffic everywhere still this afternoon. Folks getting off work. Some going to the polls. We've got I-65 and 85 very busy through downtown. 85 northbound rolling slow from East Boulevard past Bell to Taylor. We've got a lot of cars on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, 231 to Wetumpka. Please buckle up and drive carefully. Rain in the area and the polls are open to 7 tonight. Please watch out for people going to vote. McKinnon Toyota's got a great selection of Toyota Camrys, number one selling car in America, and Toyota Corolla, number one selling car in the world. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Arby's, we have
the same stuff everyone else has now.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
$34 trillion in debt. Drugs and crime crushing our communities. What are Jerry Carl's priorities? Not Alabama, not even America. As our country crumbles, Carl sends our cash abroad, sides with Biden to give our taxpayer dollars and defense stockpiles to Ukraine. In this economy, Alabama needs a hand up, but Jerry Carl has nothing but handouts. $40 billion to Ukraine with no oversight and no plan for peace. Ukraine is cashing in with billions from Biden and Jerry Carl, while Americans can't afford gas and groceries. Jerry stood with Joe, sold us out. Now it's time to vote him out. On March 5th, reject Jerry Carl. Paid for by School Freedom Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SchoolFreedomFund.org. School Freedom Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Influencers. Remember to hit the like and subscribe to my channel to learn why you're grading cheese wrong. Influencers.
It's 5:49. God, this picture of Jacqueline has rocketed over the last hour.
She looks so cute.
A great shot of her in a rain slicker. I'll tell you what, it'll be like, and let's see, how are we doing? Over 200 votes cast on the crunchy versus creamy peanut butter, but I'll have to count those tonight.
Yeah.
Greg. Do you trust me to count those,
Greg,
by myself?
No.
Greg.
What?
I hate to tell you this. I prefer crunchy over creamy.
Yeah, well, you should be allowed to say whatever you want on your last visit to my studio. So
no ballot stuffing, Greg.
All right, who's on two?
Miss Ann.
Miss Ann.
Hey, it's Miss Ann.
Hello?
Hey, Greg. Hey, Rosie.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to tell you guys, this morning my husband woke me up and he says, I'm leaving early. I got to go vote. And I'm like, vote? I'm like, oh, heck. And I was like, I forgot. But I was so excited when I went to the polls today because I didn't realize I was going to be able to vote for Jake Wellen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I cast my vote for her.
Good.
So I got a vote in for Jake Wellen, and I told my husband, I was like, you did vote for Jake Wellen, right? And he goes, yeah, of course. So everybody out there, you got an hour and 10 minutes left till the polls close at 7. Go vote for our girl, Jake Wellen.
Yes.
She's going to do a great job.
She is ours, but I'll tell you what, I say that in one sense and one sense only. As a legal scholar, she is as good as anybody I've ever met or talked to.
Mm-hmm.
As a human being, she is as good as anybody I've ever known or talked to. And for the public, look at the losers we've seen come and go. The people who go to office and disappoint us. And I backed a bunch of those people during the history of this show. In fact, I was telling a story earlier about Martha Roby and,
Well, and not to interrupt you, but I don't want to put too much personal business out there, but my family actually had some interaction with Delkin Tomlinson, and they have been wonderful to our family. And I just have nothing good to say about their law firm, their ethics, their morals. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing, and I love hearing Jake Wellen talk about her family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dana and my daughter, they know each other, and they've done some things for our family. So I know firsthand experience that they are what they say they are, and they do what they say they do.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing that impresses me about Jacqueline, is that she's real. Yeah. She's a real person. She's not fake, like so many politicians
are.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Absolutely. She is one of us. She is absolutely one of us. I don't let you guys go. I just wanted to say that. Go out and vote for our girl, Jake Wellen. She's going to do a good job for everybody. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Rosie.
You know, it's so funny. I mean, this whole Jake Wellen thing is really, really caught on. There are memes out there now with and the name pronounced that way, and I'm kind of proud of that, if you don't mind me. Sparky, we got about a minute left.
Okay, I just want to give you a report. I voted for Jacqueline, too.
Good.
We're out here at Tri-City Baptist. We're getting we'll probably get about 20% vote out of our people. And
if that happens in November, we're effed, and you know what that means.
I don't think it will. We're going to have about 650 voters. At a 3,093.
Well, it is twice a day, Millbrook, and I know people there are busy with, but come on, man, we got to do better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Sparky, thank you for the call, my friend. Appreciate it. Master Thespian, thank you for your time, as always.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Drive careful going home in the rain. Keep us posted on your itinerary, and let us know which...
Hey, next week, I'll be here for 3 hours.
Wow.
Three to six, so... It's my birthday, too, so I will be celebrating.
Oh, that's right. Your birthday's the same as Janelle's.
Yeah. So I'll be here the full 3 hours. So.
What do you think about that, Goose?
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Our latest accident is on Vaughn Road, just past Taylor, near the Waffle House and the Walmart grocery store. Well, there were multiple cars involved in that accident and possibly some injuries, so please use caution there. Traffic is beginning to lighten just a little, but we still have some very heavy spots, like 85 northbound from East Boulevard to Bell to Taylor. Also, 231 to Wetumpka. We're still a bit busy there, as well as East Boulevard and East South Boulevard. Highway 31 to Prattville, not looking too bad at the moment. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy, but all clear. And don't forget, polls are open to 7 tonight. Watch out in the voting location areas for people voting and pulling in and out. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Larry Live Oak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price.
We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Come out to Wind Creek, Montgomery, March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest in Wind Creek is sponsored and endorsed by your affiliate with FCA US LLC.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Candidates always lie about where they're from.
A third of delegates don't get decided until Super Tuesday.
Nowadays they seem to be so dumb.
Voters in 15 states heading to the polls for their primaries.
Though they're not quite bright.
Super Tuesday.
You watch them every night on Fox News shows.
The impact that Super Tuesday could have.
Their corporate hosts.
Yeah, people want to know what this Super Tuesday is all about.
Super Tuesday.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Wow, a lot of folks.